what would be the example for anutvam? Not anu, anutvam, anu, smallest. Anu means also small, but it is in comparison with something else. Like someone is big and then someone is small, so anu is known as that. But anu is the smallest, smallest. So you want the example of anuttam of? Okay. You understand the vibhutvam of sattva, rajas and tamas? And you understand ekatvam of sattvic, rajas and tamas? Okay. I will try to help in that matter. And these are the finer and finer analysis of the quality of mind. These are very finest and finest quality of analysis of mind. Generally, we not understand mind. Sometimes it is too much on us. And after that, we try to understand the three quality of mind. The ekatvam, vibhutvam and anutvam. And after that, we would like to understand the rajasic ekatvam, tamasic ekatvam and sattvic ekatvam. Rajasic vibhutvam, tamasic vibhutvam and sattvic vibhutvam. And then anutvam also, sattvic rajasic. So this is more further, finer channels. These things goes more practical and deeper understanding how much we have more physical balances. You know, more physical balances. Intelligence can accept it, the logics. Intellectually it can explain and it can accept it by intelligence. But to go in a more deeper examples of experience, you know, the knowledge which we gain through the experience, the knowledge which we have without experience, the knowledge which we have without experience and knowledge which we comes get, we get through the experience, there is a gap. Is that right? Sorry? The experience one. Yeah. So experience comes due to the experience. Without experimenting anything, it's very difficult to have the experience. Is that right? You need a practical situation. And to have a practical situation, you need some proper practical work. And that is all possible in more deeper way when we have more healthiest practices. I will explain on behalf of my understanding and experiences, but I cannot say 100% that it will go same as I understand immediately, because this is a part of experience which will goes with the individual consciousness, with their experiments, internal process of the, yes, evolutionary. That's why I say the self-healing program, the six-month practices will bring all these higher points to more experimental basis. Institutional basis, we will work on here. I will give you the practical example, which might make logically sense to you, but it is just superficial till we not put ourselves in a practice. Make sense? So I will keep this point in my mind, but it will come on some point in explanation. Because these are the things which cannot just, like some answer, I just give it. But when I explain the points, it will come in that. Yes, Prabhuji. So we will bind up our class at 4:30. Is that right? Or quarter to 4? Quarter to 5? We bind up quarter to 5 and then some question and answer, then by the 5.
I think I don't know how to
I agree. For example, this is a very practical example. I just take your life. Just try to remember when you first time meet someone who told you about this name of Hare Krishna. What experience you have at the time when you hear this word, and what experience you have when you come in internal contact with Hare Krishna. Like when you approach to the temple and when you see the deity, that this looks like Hare Krishna. And then there is a third stage when you really comes to practice Vedic lifestyle and you experimenting what is means of Krishna. You have some differences or not? So that's the learning process. The same way, to understand the healthy status of mind, rajasic state, rajas and tamas, these according to Ayurveda, these are the two impurities of mind. And sattvic is the healthy status of the mind. Guna, avaguna, you know. Guna, avaguna. The two avaguna and one is guna. Now, why we call them avaguna? Because they brought us towards material nature. They bring us towards materialism. And sattvic qualities are bringing towards spiritualism. So, it is not the subject of something like treating fever or treating disease. But in the regard of spiritual and non-spiritual grounded. Now, in certain spiritual work, or in certain, like I say, sattvically rajasic, or rajasically sattvic. Sometimes you are sattvically tamasic, or tamasically sattvic. There is a little difference. You have a nice milk which you are keeping in a black pot, you know, a pot which is colored black, and you have a nice milk. You pour and you put this milk in a red pot and you put it in a silver pot, like a metal, brass and silver. You put this milk in three pot. Milk does not have any same milk. But when you see, you can see the different auras of the pot. That is only the difference in relation with the milk to the pot. The same way, this is the difference in relation rajasically sattvic or tamasically sattvic. The milk is have good relation with sattvic, for example. So when you see the milk in the silver pot is sattvically sattvic. It's give full pleasure. Total pleasure. But when milk in the black pot, it's not going to give you full pleasure. You will definitely feel some doubt. If you see first time, I bring and I show you, what's that? It looks like some red syrup or something, colored milk. But until unless you not experience or you gain, but there is some gap. Make sense? So this is only the basic difference in between that way. Yes. Yes, definitely. I am now slowly, just gradually we are coming up to all the people on apply. The apply side. And the apply side, the program which we have designed, 8 hours for body, 8 hours for mind, and 8 hours for consciousness. And that design will help that how to experiment that things. Yes. Just one moment. Just I give you another example in regarding the physical body. When you wake up, morning time, and without passing urinary urge and stool, and cleansing yourself, how you feel. And after that, passing your urine and bowel and cleansing, how you feel. there is a two different feeling you always experience. Sometimes you feel really fresh and good and enthusiastic. Some days you feel dull and slow and slummy. This is a physical experience with your mind. You have the same mind. You are the same guy. Your title and your name have not changed. Your wallet have not changed. Same money. But your feeling, your experience regarding with your own body is not behaving same. That is the relation between body and mind. And Rajas and Tamas are productivity very strongly. If they are unclean, Rajasic and Tamasic, which very quickly associate with the mind, Rajas and Tamas. The Sattvic quality of body is also existing when it's, but it is not only that you take shower and then you totally Sattvic. When you take shower, then you are just Sattvic externally. But when you take shower inside, means you flush out your waste product, the malas, which want to come out, then you also clean your each body cells, because each body cells have the life. As your body alive, the same way inside your body, there's a million cells and tissues are also have their own life. Is that right? So they are also alive in the presence of soul, the presence of consciousness. So if they are also healthy and have cleaned out their function, then each cells have regenerative, the rejuvenating quality and deteriorating quality. Healthy quality and sick quality. So this is called whole body concept. So our program, the healthy routine regimen program, is basically designed, our behavior program is basically designed, our way of practice of ethics program is basically designed for cleansing the not only your external body, but the internal colon, the rectum, the intestine, the tissues, everything. Then the spot is neat and clean. And when the spot is neat and clean, then light of the soul give us maximum help with our mental emotion. When your pot is unclean, you might can intellectually have very good concept, very good idea, but in long term, it might not remain same. In long term, might it not remain same? Because your car is slowly, slowly going broken, and it is forcing you, because this is the material nature. When Rajas and Tamas forcing your body, same way your mind deviation, also your intelligence will be Rajasic and Tamasic, which force you to make certain decision. That we call nervous breakdown. This is true. What's the nervous breakdown? The nervous system got such a strainful situation. So it's breakdown. It not communicate proper. What I wish, it's not work same way. Like my liver is start to produce some stone in my gallbladder. Like I start to produce some cancer cells in my body. This is not only one reason for this disease, but this is the highest thought with psychosomatic disorders, which we can comparison in the status of body. There are many other reasons to get the diseases, but this is the highest concept of psychosomatic. The how the body forced to mind and how mind forced to the body create the problems. And the Atma is drashta pashyanti ya bhavan. She is just watching. The Atma is just watching. Everything is going on. The person who have diabetes and have gangrene, he never want in his life diabetes in his body. He never registered himself to going for cut the leg due to the gangrene, but he have to watch everything till how long his life is living in this physical body. Who is watching that? That is considered the quality of Atma in Ayurveda. And same way, might be there is some differences in understanding the spiritual way to explain the Atma and Ayurvedic way to explain the Atma. But things are correlating at that point. when I explain the position of Atma, because I am a physician, I have to treat the body, I have to help the physical status of the body and the main settled status of the body, which is mine. And so we try to relate the light of soul which work in mind and body, that we call consciousness. Any other question? Yes, what is that energy? This energy level always is the energy of our body tissues. The physical energy when linked with the subtle energies. The physical energy when linked with subtle energy. Sometimes you won't eat anything, for example. Any food you have not eaten, you are in fasting and Janmashtami festival. Still you have quite big jump and dance without eating. This is our a subtle energy which force our body to jump. But the same time, sometimes our subtle energy, the spiritual energy is not high, and our body energies are also unclean, then we go double down, more depression side. But we can't control the subtle energy level on subtle level. But we can maintain the physical level. And if we can do something on physical maintenance level, you feel satisfied inside. After that, whatever subtle level is there, you feel happy with that. You not feel guilty. I am a devotee, but I am such a situation, I am not going to the temple. You understand what I am saying? Yeah. Like, for example, sometimes we go old, very old. You know, the age. Our physical body is not allow us to join all morning program due to the condition of physical oldness. At that point, how you are going to feel? If you are feeling, I'm missing my morning program, or you feeling whatever I am doing, that is satisfying you. Satisfaction, you know. So if you are feeling the missing, I am not doing this, this body is giving me trouble. This is a negative side of the approach of the subtle mind. But in which stage, how much you are able to do the sadhana in the old age, and you feel satisfied with that, you feel enjoy, internal enjoy, ananda. You not feel like guilty. You not feeling negative side. You will be in positive. If you have seen one time darshan, you feel like I have joined 10 mangala. So that is the difference between the energy levels in regard the mental situation and physical situation. Your mental situation, we feel happy. Even your physical situations are very bad. But that is only possible when you did all the duty for your physical body properly. And if you not do the duty for physical body, then you will not feel happy or guilty in that between. Because you feel that, okay, I have pushed my life 30 years very passionately. I now need to give the time for my physical body. But the same time when you are giving the time for physical body, you get the feeling, I am missing my morning program just by taking care of this material body. I have seen many people, those who comes for the treatment. Many devotees, those who comes for the treatment, they move from one boat to another boat. Not only Western devotees, but many of the Indian devotees or the other sadhus. They float in between two boats sometime. They float in two boats. That means that they have given very good services for any program, very passionately done when their body was very young and youth. But when physical body start to deteriorate, and then they start to feel missed that I am not going to do. But then they say, well look, I have given 30 years services, and now due to this, or I have passionately used my body, so this is go like that situation. I have to go for some cleaning. I have to go some for panchkarma. I have to go for some long-term treatment. So they moved for treatment and close up all the major sadhana. They do sadhana, but they close up. Because that's the way they will do. Either do this or they do this. So when they jump on this major cleansing program, after 1 month or 2 months, they start to miss the experience of last 30 years, which they was experiencing in the temple. So they not 100% be able to enjoy, to have the reception of the proper work. They are not able to get 100% result of that treatment, which they are trying to do because they are mentally missing something. Oh, I am in Rajdham, I am taking this, I am their place, I am doing this. So that's why I am saying they are in two boat. Person, if we keep balance, this is like Rajas and Tamas. If we keep control, the regulated our life routines and regimens, and then we practice our sadhanas in a balanced way, because life is not the one day game, then you never feel that something you are missing. You always have everything in your hand. That is my understanding about Ayurvedic practices of health. I don't know whether it is makes some sense to you with the same ground or not. What do you think? Do you have some comment on that? They have to try to regulate it, because it's not possible that you always be regulated. But if you not try, then you miss, and then you feel guilt. Yes. Mode of passion to mode of goodness. Definitely. But there's two approaches in mode of passion to mode of goodness. You are passionately coming to the goodness. You are coming passionately toward the goodness. You are in mood. Sorry? Some devotees, they do some good cleansing health program very passionately. I give them, okay, you do some self-massage. Morning, noon, evening, night time. They're just doing forcefully massage. Let's get them this health one day. That is passion. Although they are doing good program, but this is passionately doing. Sometimes they cleansing program, like 1 week fast, drink this whole trifla, gallon of the trifla water and flush it out. My all toxins go. This is passionately goodness. Try to understand. That's I mean to explain. I say you need to every day clean yourself. Not rather than, like when I go, most of the people have tendency, 5 days a week, they work too hard. And 2 days they take too much rest. They go in the ocean and just sleeping. In the sea beach. For 2 days just too much rest. And 5 days too much work. So this is a passionately goodness rest. And this is passionately working. You understand? So that is my say, it's a control in a balanced practice. That is a focus on Vedic practices. Is that make some sense to you, what I'm saying? Is it makes some sense, or whether I'm not clear with the subject? That's the best way with the implementation of traditional culture. That's experience which I try to gain with the tradition. Traditional gaining, the traditional learning. When we learn through samskara, the qualities transformation, it comes by the experience. The qualities can be changed by some, like for example, as soon as you go in the temple, you just bow down. If before Krishna, when you join the Krishna movement, it never happened that whenever you reach, you bow down. It's converted in samskara. Your whole genes have been learned of this thing. Whenever you see this kind of a tricky Krishna picture, just bow down. Is it right? So this called samskara. The samskaras change. Samskaras comes by the practice. Yogastu karma kaushala. Yogastu karma kaushala. The yoga, the joining with the superior enlightenment with the karma kaushala, the perfectness in the work. Like you clean one day your floor in the beginning, you might not make that much clean. Next day you further practice, third day you further. After 1 month practice of cleaning the floor, you will be the expert of floor cleaner. Temple president always choose you. You are the best cleaner. Please clean the floor today because Maharaj is coming or some nice program. Isn't that right? So that's called expertise. And these expertise comes by physical learning to the subtle level. You can give your more finer and finer idea. Like I know that in New Zealand we do this Jagannath Rath Yatra program. It started in 1992, first time, and I was also first time there. And then there is a couple of problem in community, couple of years, it's run, but not proper way. Then it missed due to the big community clash and thing. After all, then further Krishna inspired, devotees comes up, got together. In 98, they further start this, Jagannathita. But there was one very experienced devotee who used to do this thing. But he was not like in much devotional sadhana. He just gone in work of like outside work, you know, not regulated. But the devotee ring them that you are really expert to organize these all management things, you know, how to bring the puluk cards and get the permission of this. And he was so happy to come by samskara. Although he have lost his some belief and faith somewhere in the some management or whatsoever. I don't want to go in that side. But on that day, he feels so enthusiastic by his experience of samskara that he just come there and he organized everything very nicely. That is called samskara, which you never lost. And that's the chanting practice also, samskara, which goes in the sound at the end. That is we call internal chanting. Sometimes we not move our tongue, we not move our mouth, but still chant is going on inside. That is the very subtle level of chant and subtle level of samskara. Make sense something? So that's for that purpose, the Ayurvedic healthy regimens are very nicely cooperate for spiritual advancement. Not for med. Generally people have explained the Ayurvedic regimens for getting rejuvenating, some physical energy, some more sexual energy, some producing more this, some more beautiful skin, this is the one side. This is not the total side of the life. The aim of dharma, artha, kama, mokya nam. According to Ayurveda, dharma, artha, kama, mokya. These are the four aim of the life which will never come without the arogyam. Dharma, artha, kama, mokya nam, arogyam, mulam, uttamam. The health is the base of these all four aim of the life. And the person comes with the three desire. According to Ayurveda, the praneshna, putreshna, dhaneshna. Three type of the desires. Desire, you know, there is a needs and desire. Praneshna, the first desire to save your life. First desire to save your life. Praneshna. For example, if the fire takes place in the room, you will not look your chair that it will burn out. You will not look for microphone or table. You first want to go out to save your life. And you all go out, and I was holed up at the end because I was, you know, taking care of everybody. So at the end, my leg was hang up in the wall, in the window. My whole body was out, but my leg is inside, which started to burn. I say, please cut down my leg, I don't mind. Let me bring out. So I make the decision to cut down my leg. So where is the life? Life is slightly going above. You know, I have to save my life. You know, That's the power of consciousness, which make the decision. Cut down my life. I want to go out. Even a, I'm not worried about even a wallet and dollars and passport and visa. I'm valid for not, say, okay, no problem. One leg is go. Okay, I can manage with one leg. Isn't that right? We make the decision that way. So that is called pranayana, to save the life. That is the first desire. And as soon as I got my life, then I got the desire of money. Because when he comes up, oh, I say, Krishna, save my life, let I heal up my wounds and everything is alright. Then I go for work and gain some earn money to take prasad. Or whatever. That is pranayana, dhanayana. I start to earn the material energies. Dhanayana, the money. You know, the material things. After saving my life, then I further start to recollect the same thing which I lost in the fire. You understand what I'm saying? That is called dhanayana, second desire. So I earn the money and clothes and, you know, I further jump in my life the same way. I forget all the dreams what happened. I lost my leg, but still I try to buy some new trousers. This is dhanayana. And after that, when you have your house, you have your wealth, your property, then third desire to enjoy it. No company. So then you look for marriage, to have company, and to have a child. That I would like to be same, I would like to leave someone same as I am. That is called putraishana. The third desire of the material nature, to produce the same type of the person as you are existing, like your kids. This is the desire of the material nature. Company, then money. Yeah. This is a very good point. I would like to explain here, according to Ayurveda, when you would like to share the life with someone, who is that? That's your own body. Yeah, you are not your body. Body is the first person which is closest to you. Body is the first person which is closest to you. Sometimes I like that much, I love it too much that I won't like to be any thorn should go in this leg. And sometimes I say, just go out. Sometimes I don't like anything go inside that. Sometimes I just say, you go out. So it is a very personal attachment, and that's why still it is a second thing for us, you know. The body is the first person and closest relation, your first husband, wife, or your first with the body. After that, anyone related to this body, I am the father of this person, I am the son of this person, or I am the mother of this one, or this is my, the house belongs to this guy. Is that right? But this body is the first closest person to your Atma. That's the first relation which you need to maintain. If we not maintain that thing, then you are not able to maintain the second relation which is belongs to your physical body. It's hard then. Make sense? So according to Ayurveda, the body is the first person. And when we engage in that, then... So that is called pranayana. Then dhanayana, then putraishana. We not say the two, man and woman, they are the company. So, we have quite enough discussion, I think, on few points. Concept of desires, knowing about body, that I know that I am not the body, but I am inside the body. So body is the first relative to me which I have to take care. And why I am saying that this is the first relation for me, because sometimes I don't like certain relation with my body. If my kidney gets some stone, I say, okay, no problem, you take out the one kidney. I can survive with the one kidney, you know. We make some decision to take off the things and still be alive, so who is alive? So it is just like what, this is the first relation. Now, that's why is need to maintain Ayurveda, help to physically maintain and then mentally maintenance, and then consciously maintenance. So we have gone through the explanation the soul have the circuit of consciousness. The soul is bonded with consciousness. And you can say the consciousness is the light of soul. The consciousness is the light of soul. And this light of soul have three colors. The color of passion, color of ignorance, and color of goodness. And that colors which we observe in our life through mind. The mind is a media. Intelligence, knowledge, and memory. Whatever I am seeing through my senses, and then I got a knowledge about it, and I put in my memory that this is this. Clear? This is my outer consciousness perception in awakened condition. But when I sleep, sometimes I see the same kind of the thing, and I recognize that I have seen in the dream my father. So I have seen my father outer consciously, which is already located in my memory. And when I am sleeping, I am not using my eyes, still I am able to recognize my father in the dream. That is called subconsciously memory, subconsciousness knowledge, and subconsciousness intelligence. The brain have the two functions, subconsciousness brain and outer consciousness brain function. Is that right? Everyone agree? Subconsciousness and outer consciousness. When you awaken, like when you sleep, who takes care of you? At this point, you are trying to take care of yourself. But when you sleep, who takes care of you? Who guards you? I mean, you can say Krishna guards you, but still, your vital organs, your urine, your kidney function, your heart function, your liver function, that function which automatically is going on, that's subconsciousness brain function. When you are awakened, still it is doing the job. But when you, yes, when you awaken, you are still doing this job. Yes. You can use junior. Yeah, you can say inner consciousness. This is just words, terminology differentiation. Because I do not have a English is not my main language. I try to explain the subject. Yes.
Subconscious is also taking part when you're awake.
Yes. Like when you want to have some operation, doctor give you anesthesia to bring for operation. You don't know anything. If you have a local anesthesia, you can see, but you won't feel. If you have a local anesthesia, you can see that somebody is cutting you, but you won't feel pain. But you feel scared that is cutting. No pain, but still scared. Like the person who is paralyzed, if the fire takes place, person is not going to feel. But just by the knowledge in subconsciousness, you say, oh, I will burn, I will burn. We have a very good example here. Mother Yamuna. Yamuna Mai? She don't feel anything. She broke her leg, she broke her foot, and she don't know up to 5 days that she have broken foot. When the foot go big, then she saw, it looks something changing in my foot. Then she was asking, well, what's wrong? Is some inflammation? And then I said, lift it. She lift the leg because she has that, but She lifted the leg, then I said, well, it looks some fracture. You should go for X-ray. And there was fracture, 3 bone broken. But no pain. No pain. She broke her arm. No pain. So I said, you are transcendental. Yamuna Mai. She lives in MBT. When you comes in the left hand side, from Switzerland or from Portugal, it's pain.
Portuguese.
So that's the situation. Same way when we are anesthetic, when doctor give anesthesia, we go in deep anesthesia, they do all the surgeries. So when you give anesthesia, this is just like outer consciousness is subsided. But inner consciousness is working, keep you alive, otherwise you are dead. So inner consciousness and outer consciousness is working in the presence of consciousness. You can't say people, they say people unconscious. Unconscious means not that, that your consciousness is gone. Consciousness is present, but it's not expressing. Consciousness is present but not expressing. So this is the section that inner consciousness or outer consciousness which also plays this role. Now we have supramental consciousness. Supramental consciousness. You know that? Supramental. Beyond your mental imagination. No, it's not says buddhi actually. Buddhi is always existing with you. I mean, intelligence is always there. Buddhi is there, existing. Buddhi is always playing the role. These all things, these things are playing the role in outer consciousness, inner consciousness and supramental consciousness. Like sometimes you get some instinct idea, you know, like you are sitting, you do not have any clue to do something. You can say Paramatma, but you got instinct idea. Oh, I got it. Paramatma. Like sometimes some thief who is going to steal something and he got some idea to steal the things. That is also given by Paramatma. And sometime someone is doing good job, he is also getting some instinct idea. The policeman, he also inspired by Paramatma. You go, thieves are there, or you go this side, so he want to help the thieves, or that's his business. One time one thief entered in the Lord Shiva temple to steal the golden bell, you know, bell for ringing. There was golden bell which is hanging on the Lord Shiva's temple. And he have desire to steal it. So he tried from side, you know, all side by side, by side, by side, to get it, but it's hard to reach there. So then, the 4 o'clock morning time, aarti time is coming, pujari is going to enter, he was sweating whole body, what to do now? Whole night I wasted here, not able to get this bell. So he bowed down to Lord Shiva and he said, please excuse me, I have to must get this. So he put one foot on the Lord Shiva Shivlingam and just tried to get it and gave it. And he got it. That's only the way to get it. Because that is only the highest thing. Anyway, don't take it as a serious story, but just I am giving a thought. So Lord Shiva is called like a Bhole Baba. We call it in another language. Very simple. So he just comes out in front of him. He says, I am very pleased. He says, I am very pleased. Demands the boon. Because he was scary that I have offended the Shiva, so he wants to kill me. But he was very pleased. Well, why you are pleased? Well, no, people throw me something like water, somebody put me on, you know, leaves, somebody throw on. People all throw, you know, when they make the bathing of everything. Datura, ganja, cannabis, everything go on Lord Shiva. There are logic behind it, why it goes. I'm not going in that chapter. But, and you have throw your whole body on me. So you are the greatest devotee for me. Please ask the boon. That's why we call he is simple. Simple. Simple as, like Bhasmasura, you know. he gave the boon to Bhasmasura that to burn his own head. So now he wants to burn the Lord Shiva head, and Lord Shiva is running to save, reach to Krishna to protect him. Anyway, then Krishna protects him. So this is supramental consciousness, which we get instinct idea what to do. You can differentiate all three things or not? Okay, here is also intelligence, knowledge and everything what. And you can call that is the lila of mind. You know? The mind. Ekatvam anuttvam vibhutvam. This is the quality of that mind, which is ekatvam, anuttvam and vibhutvam. How it can play the role here, it can play the role here, and it can play the role. Now, one thing is very important. The mind have three qualities, which is passion, goodness and ignorance. Sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Clear? So, now, intelligence may be PGI, your knowledge may be PGI, your memory might be PGI, passionate, goodness and ignorant. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you collect some knowledge, your memory, and you think, oh, this is the right thing in the temple to go down. But after that couple of days, you find out that all people are not going down here. They are going down for Mridanga. So then you cancel this memory. Well, this is not the thing to go down here. I have to go down for Mridanga. Then after that, you find out someone is going down to here. Then you understand, oh, I was the back bencher actually, so I go down here. But actually I have to go down there. So then you learn that the go down to the deity, not to the this, not to this. So it takes time. So you always cancel your previous memory, feed new memory, and if there is a further wrong information, you further cancel it. Oh, I got wrong idea. You cancel, that things is clear. Is that right? So this is interpretation which is always going on in the outer consciousness living, as well as in the inner consciousness living. When we go sick and when we go healthy. When we go sick, there is a wrong communication in between messages which deal in regard of physical body. And when we get the right message, then our inner consciousness start to do the work properly. For example, you are holding urine. You are not passing urine. Urinary obstructions. There is some blockages. You have the urinary urge and everything, but it's not coming. But when your inner consciousness get proper work, then it start to work through that part of the brain. Same way, we have the three sections here, PGI, and supramental consciousness also relate to the passion, goodness and ignorance. The instinct idea, you might have ignorant instinct idea, you might have passionate instinct idea, you might have goodness instinct idea. As I give you the example, that the policeman and the thief, they both get the idea. And who get the idea passionately, ignorantly and goodness? This section of your subtle energy or subtle mind or your whatever intelligence or whatever you can imagine it in these fractions, it's have the relation with the body also. It's also have the relation with the body also. Now I'm keeping two things very separately. I have explained the body is made by five elements. With this five element, you have five working senses, you know, leg, hands, anus, genital, mouth. You have five knowledge senses, eyes, ear, vision. So the intelligence always use the five knowledge sense faculty to receive the messages from outside world to the inside world. And it is not possible without the help of your physical body. to relate yourself with the outer consciousness, the physical body. You need the eyes to see. You need the ear to see, hear. You need the tongue to taste. You need the skin to touch from outer consciousness. Is that right? So that is intelligence which is scattered in your physical body through these senses. Is that right? So this intelligence have passion, goodness and ignorance, and your five knowledge perception. You can operate your five knowledge senses passionately, ignorantly and goodnessly. You can operate your five knowledge sense faculty passionately, ignorantly and goodnessly. It makes sense? How you operate this five knowledge sense faculty passionately, goodness and ignorantly? That way you operate your five working senses. This is quite intense actually. This is quite intense actually, lots of things. But just try to understand this very simple way. Because it took me 8 days to bring yourself in this point. Because I was saying here, you are operating your knowledge senses passionately, goodnessly and ignorantly. According to that, you receive the world. You know, you receive the world, whole world. According to that, you take action through your physical body. You make your passionate intellectual decision, I have to go. So you are moving your leg in rush and you broke your leg. You get fracture. You never see that there is water on the marble floor when you comes out from the gurgul and you slipped. Then you stopped by the physician, don't go for aarti. 7 days, rest in bed. It makes sense? Your working sense faculty operated by your knowledge sense faculty. Or you are going ignorantly. You want to enter in room number 49, but you forget you just enter in room number 30. And you sit in the prasadam table again. Because there is a more rasmalai was serving. Like sometimes you are going somewhere and somebody is distributing nice prasad and you love that prasad. It's a prasad with is a pizza, very nice pizza. So you going but you just raise your hand, please Prabhuji, give me prasad also. If the tongue is captivated with the taste of pizza and that's your intelligence who gave to you, please take it. Although you have just taken the lunch inside the room, but you just comes outside the room. But sometimes it's happened, which we don't know how it is happened, because we do not have that much time to think about these things. But it's happened. So when you are operating your knowledge faculty passionately, goodnessly, and ignorantly, same way it have a relation with your working sense faculty. And when you have the working senses faculty, you can easily understand. The five knowledge senses also created by five elements. The five knowledge senses represented by the five elements, and working senses are definitely made by five elements because this is the gross physical structure. So here a psychosomatic imbalances can take place. Here a psychosomatic imbalances can easily take place. Psychosomatic, mind to body. The five elements will go out of balance because your five elements have operated passionately, goodnessly or ignorantly. Sometime you was in so rush to eat the rasgulla because you love it, you cut your tongue. You bite your own tongue. You bite your finger. This is ignorantly eating. These are the facts actually. Why your body gets sick? Why you get diseases? Traumatic Whether physical traumas, the accidents, why you get the accidents? When you are in passion. If you are sattvically operating, then you will also prevent the fault of the other people in driving. But you are in passion, you are in ahankar. No, I am on my right side. If you hit, you wrong. You have penalty. Whether you die. Who is going to claim the penalty? People fight for ahankar. This is the dark side of this mind. Ahankar. I, me, and mine. I and me and mine. I is the soul, me is the mind, and mine is the body. That's me, I am a doctor, that's me, I am a TP, I am adhikari, or I am a president, or that's me, that's my pride, and that's my body. This is ignorance. That's my body. That's my car, that's my chair, that's my room, that's mine. You don't touch it, that's mine. And that's me. And that's I. So, this is sattva, rajas and tamas. When you say me, this is your rajasic bhava. This is ahankara. No matter on which platform you are playing. And when you say this is mine, when this old body is not yours, then how this microphone is yours? But I fight for that. So this is your ignorance. And this is your passion, rajas, and this is sattva. Now soul is bonded with these three qualities, circles. When... Should I stop here or should I finish? If you not ask the question... Sorry? If you not ask the question, I will carry on, because I will answer your questions later on. Now, when I, in the first class, in second class, I was telling you the creation, how the life is created, the jivatma, you know, the sperm and ova fused together, and then jivatma enter in the womb, choosing according to their karma. Enter of the womb of the elephant, or womb of the dog, or womb of the someone prestigious person or anyone. So that speaker's develop. This is called jivatma. Now the soul is bonded with the consciousness, and consciousness is have these three qualities. Passion, goodness and ignorance. Now, only goodness quality bring the soul to super soul. The goodness quality bring soul to super soul, to Paramatma, which we call moksha. But the passion and ignorance bring again and again here according to the karma. Because we keep the desire. So that's why the passion and ignorance bring downward and goodness bring upward. But the practices start from here. Sanskara. That's why the tradition and religion and culture, which also represent for your I, me and mine and sattvic, rajas and tamas, it have a link everywhere. If you have any question or any confusion or any comment, according to Ayurvedic understanding about relationship between body, subtle mind and consciousness and position of Atma, there might be some more explanation is needed. Yes. I is the representation of just soul. According to Ayurvedic understanding, I am just I is a simplified the soul. I. When you alive, if you dead, you don't say I. You just gone. So I just represent that. And when as soon as you I, then you, that's me. Your qualifications comes out. Your ahinkars comes out. I am separate than Paramatma. I is Atma. When me comes in that, then I want to separate myself from Paramatma. That's me. And when I say this is mine, then I want to more separation from Paramatma to holding the ignorance. Yes. Absolutely. That is the journey of the soul. The soul comes out from the Paramatma, is created, comes out, and then it do its time, and then want to further finish its position to mix up in Paramatma. So that is everywhere existing. But we want to come back and go back, then it is just the supramental consciousness pervision or beyond the lokas, you know. Like we have the lokas, Goloka, Vaikuntha Loka, Swarga Loka, Adham Loka, the Patal Loka, you know. So there is a lokas. Now when you talk about the Vaikuntha Loka, please go ahead. Vaikuntha. What is Vaikuntha? When you not keep any kuntha. Kuntha means conflict. And Vaikuntha means when you do not have conflict. What is conflict? Kuntha? Thoughts between, a knot between two thoughts. That is called kuntha. Knot in between two thoughts. I should go or not go. I should do or not do. This is called kuntha. Anxiety, whatever term. But it's conflict. So when you are liberated from the kunthas, then you are qualified for Vaikuntha. When you liberated from kuntha, then you are qualified for Vaikuntha. But still, in Vaikuntha, there is a desire existing. In Swarga Loka, desire existing. The many demigods have to come down on Marti Loka, take birth again and again to pacify their sins, which have been passionately and it. That's why Dasanudasa and Sattvic Bhava and devotional meditation, according to the Krishna, according to Bhagavad Gita, Sattva Rajasthamas, the Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Karma Yoga is the chapter of your body. Jnana Yoga is the chapter of your mind. And Bhakti Yoga is the chapter of your soul. But without completing the Karma Yoga, you not have the Jnana Yoga. And then when you have a Jnana Yoga, don't pride on that. And accept everything happily. That is called Sharanagati. Surrender. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam rajam. Aham tvam papebhyo muktishyami ma shishu. It is not said in the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It has been said at the end of the Bhagavad Gita. But before that you have to do your karma. This is the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. It is like a conversation between Paramatma and a human, Nara and Narayana. So this is the conversation between mind and, you know, is like that. I miss your proper point. The goodness and transcendental is different. That is only the quality, that is only the boarding pass which allow the goodness quality to bring the super soul. That is Ayurvedic understanding. Sorry? Pure goodness. What do you put the pure or transcendental, whatever you said. It's, I do not have the English term. But what I am saying, that is the goodness quality which relate whether it is you call transcendental, pure goodness or fine goodness or 100% pure goodness or 1000%, whatever. But that is only the thing. But passion and ignorance always have the downward. That is Ayurvedic understanding. And I think it's not controversial with any where, because Ayurveda is also Veda. So I don't feel anywhere conflict in between that. Might be that I do not have enough words. According to Ayurvedic understanding, the spirituality the subject which have to define in more broad way. And according to Ayurveda, this topic have been not teach us in up to the fourth year of the classes. When we were studying, we have to study this question and answer about Atma, Paramatma, spiritual intelligence. These questions all comes at the Vimanisthana of Charak Samhita. We have Charak Samhita. It have the chapters. We study first year, second year, third year. In fourth year of our exam, we have to study this thing. I don't want your 4 year here, but I definitely want a 6 month time. I will be not able to explain you just at these things at this point until unless certain healthy regimens and routine things cannot practice. This week I will give this question in category of Rajasic intelligence. To have the same question in Sattvic intelligence when we have some regulated practices. Make sense? Yeah. And Ayurveda is here to practice, just not for knowledge. That is the basic difference between, I think, East and West. There's a big knowledge, there's a very little implementation of the tradition in the life, the relation with the life. In very short, I give one small story and then I will finish the class. I will definitely finish in 5 minutes. To make you understanding about the same point. There's a one big group of the intelligent engineers and brokers and the financial people comes from west to east. And they was looking for some land to make some Pepsi Cola factory. So there is one man who have just dig the land with the crops and he was just resting underneath the tree after 3 hours hard work and sleeping and resting. So they all people was walking to looking which area and land will be all right. So they stop their car and stop there and ask him, "Oh, this location is very nice for our building construction and for." So they went to this person, "Oh, this land belongs to you?" And he said, "It's all land belongs to Paramatma. I am just the servant of this." "What you got? You have the paper, legal paper?" They asked, "Do you have the legal paper?" "Oh yes, my father gave me legal paper for this." Anyway, so then, this is, "How much money you will earn in a year with this land of the doing crops?" He said, "Just to feed my family and take care of my needs." "Well look, if you sell this half piece of land to us, you will get 10 times more money." He was just shocked. And he stand up and sit on the, you know, on the chair and nicely sit. And he give them seat also and say, "How it possible?" "Well look, yes, this is can happen. We are building some factory and this will give you that much money." "Well, that's a beautiful idea." Then he said, "Then what I'm going to do with that?" He don't know when I will get 10 times more money, what I'm going to do with that. So he said, "Oh well, you can purchase some more other land and you can do some more crops." "Oh, that's a good thing. I can grow more grains." But then he said, "What I'm going to do with that?" Then he said, "Well, you sell your grains to the other towns and other states, then you get more money." "Oh, that's a more good idea." "Then after that, having this all money, what I'm going to..." "Well, you can spread your business in other states, in Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Bombay. You can build this, all the houses everywhere." "Oh, I can make my houses everywhere, wherever I go." "Yes." "Oh, that's a very nice thing." He was so warm up and cheer up that he have all the houses. You know, that's all the houses is existing. Then he said, "When I have house in my whole country, what I am going to do then?" "Oh, you have plenty money to take flight from here to there. You go in America, you go in Switzerland, you go in Honolulu, you go in everywhere. And then what I am going to go and they do there?" "Well, you buy another piece of land and do your business there and make some export-import." "Oh, that's a great thing." But this stupid person further asked the question, "After that, what I'm going to do then?" then these people are slightly crazy. Because they just want a little piece of land to give some lollipop. They said, well, look, you will be free. You do not have any problem. You will be diamond. You just rest then. Oh, just rest? Yes. Well, what I'm doing now? I was nicely resting actually. So I'm happy here. So this is all just idea but no implementation. But when implementations comes, how much my two hand can work? I buy 1,000 acre land to grow the greens, or I just do in one my plot with my two hand? Or I'm waiting for when everything will be settled down, then we will be self-sufficient. It's not going to be happen. Let's start your work from today. Tomorrow you will die. You will not survive. So just do the today and eat the greens and do your work. But mind is such a beautiful thing. It is vibhutvam, anutvam and ekatvam. This is only mind who is fighting everywhere with everything to making more. But implementation is just 5 feet body and little area within you. That is only the basic difference. For the health concept, which Ayurveda explained, to prevent the psychosomatic disorders. The psychosomatic disorders. The mind can create the physical distresses. Because I suck down my physical energy just by over-blaming myself with this institutional way of knowledge, not the implementation. Thank you very much. I will close my class. My English is not good. Sometimes my Brijavasi tone is slightly straightforward, so but my heart is not that way. So forgive me. I would like to further explain certain points which we have to be more proper way to we go ahead, and we will keep continue our conversation, and we should close our class today. And any questions is left, we welcome tomorrow.